This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Valla. Crews are bracing for another active day as they battle the East Troublesome Fire. Strong winds whipped the fire into a fast-moving inferno yesterday, pushing it into the mountain town of Grand Lake, leading to evacuations. Today's winds could be strong as well. Ryan Lochteff and his family got an evacuation order in the middle of dinner last night and then immediately packed up to leave.
It was shocking driving out, just knowing how close the fire was over some of the hills and mountains. And then at points when you can see the flames and kind of see them whipping up into the air, it was unreal.
This morning, Rocky Mountain National Park was closed to all visitors due to fire activity. The East Troublesome Fire has burned more than 125,000 acres. Governor Polis has reinstated a temporary hold on many evictions in Colorado. CPR's Corey Jones reports on the governor's latest executive order.
The moratorium is set to last for 30 days, and it adds more protections for renters on top of the CDC's nationwide order from September that forbids landlords from evicting anyone who can't pay rent due to COVID-19 hardships. Colorado's order goes a few steps further. For one, it says that landlords cannot remove tenants whose leases have expired. To qualify for protections, renters must be able to show that they are struggling financially from things like layoffs, business closures, or medical bills because of the pandemic. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Cooler temperatures for Denver today, snow Sunday. You're listening to CPR News.